Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to worship on this eve of Epiphany 5, and a special welcome to guests and visitors. Your presence is a gift to us, and we pray that our service of word and sacrament will be a gift to you as well. Hopefully, when you came in, you all received one of our communion cups, the bread and the wine, or the grape juice, which will be consecrated and will become the sacrament of our crucified and risen Lord for the forgiveness of our sins tonight. So if you didn't get one, the cups are in the back there too. Also, this coming week, we have an implementation team meeting tomorrow night about our building project and stuff. That'll be at 5 o'clock. And then we have a men's Bible study at 11 a.m. this Wednesday, and a women's Bible study this Wednesday at 1 p.m. And that's gonna be at your house, right, Judy? So at Judy's house with Letha leading the study then. And then we'll have a CMAC mission trip. I put that in the calendar, the bulletin. They're gonna be going down to Gibson City, Illinois, February 13th through 25th. And so if you have any questions about that, talk to Larry or Deb or some of the other participants, but please keep them in your prayers while they're away. They do it in the name of Christ. When you came in tonight, you probably noticed there's a whole bunch of school kits and health kits, and there's Bibles, and there's all kinds of packages back there. Pastor Tim Duesenberg brought that, and his mission district then, they collected things for the local warehouse, which is the NALC Disaster Response Warehouse on the Vomhoff property. So we took most of the stuff that was there before down to Kentucky. Thank you, Larry. And now we're filling it up again so that when there is a need, we can do it, respond to it in the name of Christ. The other announcements are in your bulletin. Don't forget that we have printed copies of the newsletter and the prayer calendar for the month of February, if you'd like a copy of those. Please rise as you are able for our opening song, "I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light." The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word was with God.
And the Word was God.
In the Word was life.
And the life was the light of all people.
The Word became flesh and lived among us.
And we have seen his glory, full of grace and truth.
Our scripture song, "Word of God, Come Down to Earth." Be with you
and also with you.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in your loving kindness, you have poured on us grace upon grace. It was by your wisdom that we were created, and by your power that we have been called into discipleship in Christ Jesus. Help us to be fishers of people fully devoted to you, so that all will know your abiding love. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated for the hearing of God's word.
The first lesson is from Isaiah chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for." And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here I am, send me." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, beginning with verse 12. Strive to excel in building up the church. Therefore, one who speaks in a tongue should pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. What am I to do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind also. I will sing praise with my spirit, but I will sing with my mind also. Otherwise, if you give thanks with your spirit, how can anyone in the position of an outsider say amen to your thanksgiving when he does not know what you are saying? For you may be giving thanks well enough, but the other person is not being built up. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Nevertheless, in church, I would rather speak five words with my mind in order to instruct others than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers, do not be children in your thinking. Be infants in evil, but in your thinking be mature. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We rise for our gospel verse.
Arise, your light has come, the way of
readings. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On one occasion, while the crowd was pressing in on Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked them to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we toiled all night, took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets." And when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were beginning to break. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you'll be catching people." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Congregation may be seated. The children's message for this week is called "What a Catch," and that'll be posted online and on our Facebook page. You know these words. "Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you lead me. I will hold your people in my hand." Words from our first lesson for tonight. A call song. But what does it mean to be called? What does it mean to be commissioned? What does it mean to be set free from our sin and then sent out with the good news of Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of our sin? Jesus was teaching and Jesus was preaching. He's been in that region of Galilee, down in Judea. He has an assignment, a commission, a calling from the Father to proclaim Jubilee, the acceptable year of our Lord, to preach good news to the poor, to give not only people good news in words, but in deeds, to, in other words, preach through the healing ministry, where the blind receive their sight, where the deaf are able to hear, and where the lame are able to walk. Good news for all people. He's preaching it. And we hear in our gospel reading for tonight that the people are hungry. I don't think that's just true of 2,000 years ago. I think people are hungry today, but they're hungry to hear the word of God and not a bunch of pablum. People are hungry as they were on the Sea of Galilee, right there on the shore. And Jesus sees the masses and he teaches them. He gets into a boat and he asks Simon to go out a little bit, and you can get the picture there. It's like an amphitheater. And instead of the microphone, you know, the sound system, they've got the water. And so Jesus is able to be seen and to be heard as he's teaching and as he's preaching. And then when he's finished his teaching, his preaching, he says, "Okay, now it's time to go out into the deep." Now you can imagine, this is Jesus, a carpenter's son. This is Jesus, who obviously is a great physician and a great proclaimer of good news. But he's not exactly a lifelong professional fisherman. And so here he is telling people, Peter, Simon, Peter, and he's talking, obviously, the other boat, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and he's saying, you need to go out. And of course, we know from the story that they tried fishing all night, because in those clear waters of the Sea of Galilee, you know, you want to have some cover for the nets so that the fish don't see them. They caught nothing. And they're cleaning the nets, getting ready for the next night. And Jesus is asking them to go out, maybe in broad daylight? This doesn't make sense. But you notice what Peter does. He obeys. Faith obeys even when it may not make much sense. He listens and he obeys. And in the process, well, there's this miraculous catch of fish. And the nets start to tear, and the boats start to sink. There's so many fish. You see what Jesus is doing? I mean, this is like putting the proclamation into practice. This is a sermon illustration where they get to participate in it. So all of a sudden, they experience what Jesus has just been teaching and preaching about. And Luke doesn't tell us what Jesus was preaching and teaching about. But I think it's reasonable to conclude that it had something to do with sin and with the forgiveness of sin. Why else would Simon Peter have said, as he is in reverence and on his knees before Jesus, in this posture of humility, why else would he say, "Depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man"? I think, well, in the words of St. Paul, the message probably said, you know, no one is righteous, don't you? You know, no, not one. You know that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know that the wages of sin is death. And of course, the people in the crowd would be going, yeah, we know what life is like. We don't have to have a mirror to know that we're sinners. But the free gift of God is eternal life for you. And you want to see what this looks like? Peter, go out into the deep in broad daylight, because we need to show this congregation that faith is not just something you talk about or think about. Faith is put into practice. And there's a miraculous catch of fish. And Jesus says, don't be afraid. Why? Because sin doesn't have the last word in your life. Jesus does. And his word for you through his atoning sacrifice on the cross is, your sins are forgiven. Believe it. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. From now on, you're not going to be catching these gill creatures, these little fishies. You're going to be catching people. And all the people are thinking, well, what daylight? I mean, what a catch. Well, there must be a catch. Is actually a cost. As we think it's a cost. And that is not great. In that catch, in that cost, I hear the words of absolution. Paul, the ordained minister of the Church of Christ, by his authority, declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. Word. You're going to be catching fish. There's going to be so many fish that they're going to tear your nets. But there you are God. You who are God's boat. Well, there's going to be so many fish.
happened? Who's on the throne? It's not Uzziah, he died. They come and they go. Who's on the throne? That's been in our first week, isn't it? Isaiah says, I saw with my own eyes. I'm not imagining things. I'm not hallucinating. I saw the Lord. L-O-R-D, capital letter. God of the burning bush, the great I am. I saw with my own eyes. I am lifted up. He did. Revelation. I guess he's on the throne. And who is playing it at the very place. Hallelujah. The reminder to the people that the Lord God Almighty is always on the throne. Isaiah sees it with his own eyes. People with me, that, who will go for us? Jeremiah. not going to miss it. It is where the heart of your heart starts to see. Hey? You'll cross. It's been removed. You've received the atoning sacrifice, Jesus. Now that you're not preoccupied with here am I, send me. You've got work to do, right, Lord? What do you need done? I've got my hands, I've got my feet. I've got the breath you gave me, Lord. Do it. See what that does? You should set the speech absolutely. If we can do something, believe it. Only at the word of Jesus, we can put it down. You will lead everything, so will I. Where I am, there will my feet be also. Those who are gathered, that we celebrate the resurrection of the body and the life of the last. We have to go daily in our own righteousness. That God of Christ's righteousness is holy. We see the passion of grace. What is? You know what he did? He just went. You know, Peter, he saw the casting out of demons. He saw his own mother-in-law that was sick and bed with a high fever. He saw what Jesus did with his own eyes. That book, I said, go up deep. He just got up and he went out deep. And I threw that book. There's a bunch of people here. You know, I'm going to try that today. boy in my arms. Right off the cliff. I couldn't guarantee that he was stuck. All I knew is that it had to be thrown. Mary went there, and sure enough, he was just like a little bit older than kind of congregation, but not there to expect much. He did, and after a few months of life, he was doing something. There was a father to an office window, a group of children. Well, they were walking by there all the time. Oh, they came from that local school to run their way home. They're all there, they're playing catch with people, club, and tennis, and ball. And there he remembered a conversation he had had with the board of the people, you know, the elders and stuff. When he first arrived, they said, well, tell us, Mary, what do you think are your gifts? Oh, well, I know that. I love being a king. It's all the business that is in the wrong place then. Those days are way behind us. But now she sees these sisters are fooling. Then she's out visiting Gladys. Gladys, well, she has arthritis now. Gladys used to play vaudeville and stuff. She played for some of the biggest names, some of the biggest places on the East Coast. The Lord is saying, I'm calling Gladys. Mary, you know that I'm calling Gladys, don't you? You hear me? Oh, Mary, Pastor Mary, she says, Gladys, I got an idea. There's a bunch of kids who come by the church every Wednesday afternoon, hold the school. Would you be willing to play? Would you pull the piano out of the fellowship hall? Hadn't been out of the fellowship hall for over 10 years. They pulled it out. She said, sure, I'll do that. I'll take an extra field, she said, and I help us with arthritis. We'll get these fingers moving. And then Pastor Mary, she talked to other gals in the congregation and said, would you make some here for establishment? Cookies? And they said, yeah. So here's the piano, and it comes out, and here is Gladys playing away. And then she starts to play, Jesus loves. Pastor Mary, she shared one of Jesus' stories with the children. And the kids all said, can we come back next Wednesday and do this again? They did. Jump ahead 1 year. 100 kids coming every Wednesday, learning about Jesus. They come to Sunday school. They bring their parents with. And these old ladies with white hair and pastel dresses, they're teaching Sunday school on Sunday morning. And this church, well, now they're discussing about how we got so many people coming that they're going to need to add an addition. This. About 10. That is a cost. God has taught you in his stuff. And that's why you and Isaiah and Ignatius Loyola and Francis Xavier and Pastor Mary and Gladys and that's why we who are baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus the power of the Holy Spirit, say, hereby, Lord, said me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to rise as you are able, as long as here I am, Lord. Salvation.
We believe in him and are marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit.
Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Build yourselves up on your most holy faith.
Pray. pray in the Holy Spirit.
Keep yourselves in the love of God.
Look forward to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation.
Everything old has passed away. Behold, everything has become new.
God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Therefore, let us be reconciled to God and to one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. Uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, for the honor and glory of your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Sisters and brothers, rejoice. Mend your ways. Encourage one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Tonight and in the days ahead, share God's peace, his reconciling love, as you are able. Congregation, I remind you that we won't be passing the offering plate many different ways, many different places to give. I thank you in the name of Jesus for your generosity and how it is you support the gospel of our Lord. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O Holy God. You are the life and the light of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophet, you called your people to be a light to the nation. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is our light, shining in our darkness, and revealing to us your mercy and your might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink from this cup, all of you. For this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering therefore his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day, and all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I invite you now to take the consecrated bread and wine, take off the slip cover of the bread. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ given for you. Now the foot cover of the wine. Take and drink. This is the blood of Christ shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Receive the table blessing.
Now may the assurance of our Lord's resurrection and the promise of his coming again strengthen you in faith and keep you in hope in everlasting life. Amen. Congregation, please rise if you are able for our closing prayer.
Our prayer.
Do not let your dear son depart from your church, for it is temple and broken. Let your heart be good and transformed. Which are those who do not know Jesus, and draw them to this cross. All who gather at that cross to love Jesus with all their heart, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Your son called Peter, James, and John.
Gracious Father, we pray for your healing mercy for Melody Graves, for Peter Williams, for Bob Stephenson, for Amy Cooper, for Daryl Golson and his upcoming surgery, for Sheldon Bieri, for Daryl Lancet. We pray, Lord, that you would build Terry and Susan, Deb and Janelle, Roy and Joe and Chuck. Be with those who have lost loved ones, those who battle COVID. Those who went there before you in the silence of others.
Free them from bondage to sorrow, sin, and suffering. Raise them to health and hope. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We commend you into your care for loved ones who have died and are at rest in you. Comfort all who grieve.
For all these things, dear Father, and for whatever else you desire for us, your wisdom and compassion, we pray in the name of Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our Savior.
Amen.
Lord, bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Our going forth song, Jesus Calls Us for the Tumult.
Jesus calls us for the tumult. Yeah.
Peace, serve the Lord.